Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for listening today on the podcast. If you are listening first thing in the morning or at the end of your day, we pray this word from Scripture will help you, encourage you, and challenge you. That's what the word does. It's alive and able to guide us, allowing us to see the character of God. Have you ever said something to someone via text or in face-to-face conversation or maybe email, and the minute you said it or typed it and sent it, you wished you could take it back? Or you reread a text or email you sent and thought, what was I thinking? Why did you write that? Come on, Rhonda. That didn't make any sense at all. Or the lovely talk-to-text feature that, with my Southern accent, often doesn't translate well to the screen. One time, I talk-texted a sentence to someone and hit send, and within seconds, I got a reply that said, Rhonda, are you sure you sent this? Question mark. Oh goodness, what did I say? You're laughing now because you've been there. I love the book of Proverbs and often will read one verse at a time and let it marinate in my soul and really let it sit and I think on it. The book of Proverbs is filled with one verse scripture gold nuggets, that's what I like to call them. Proverbs 30 verse 5 struck me the other day when I was reading, and I want to share that today. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Every one of His words have no error. They have no need to be resent via another text to change what He meant. He doesn't have to rethink them. They are perfect. They are true. They are trustworthy. They are for our benefit and His glory. The second part of that verse says He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. If you and I will seek our refuge or our protection from Him, He will shield us. Well, from what? Ourselves, our enemies, the enemy, Satan, who is a liar, our words, other people's words. But we have to take our refuge in Him, not ourselves, not others, but Him. That's an action on our part to take. It's a choice. If we're out there trying to do things on our own or trying to fix things on our own, the promise of His shield is not there. Yes, He is always with us, but this verse clearly says that if we take refuge in Him, He will be our shield. Let's stop today and be reminded that the God of the universe, who created each one of us, speaks words over us and into us that are flawless, and we can take our refuge in Him. He will be our shield. If the words of people have hurt you or caused you to take offense or began to make you doubt, seek protection from God, who will shield you and speak over you words that are flawless and full of love. We never have to wonder about the tone or the way God's words seem to us. We can always know and trust that they are for our good, for His best over us, and for Him to receive glory. Every word of His are flawless. May the Lord honor His word over your life today, and may you trust in His words as He speaks them over you today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.